microphone. Hey, I think we're all out here. Is Dev here? Hey, so thank you for coming back. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce a man very dear to all of us, FSF board member Benjamin Mako Hill.
So I don't have anything prepared. Is this yeah? So I just came from the board meeting, which was today, and we've accepted Microsoft's buyout offer. The staff's all fired. No, just kidding. All good news. I just wanted to say that because of the board meeting, I was able to miss at least today's, and because of coming down with the flu, of course, like the day before the meeting, I managed to miss some of the talks yesterday. But I've from what I've seen, it's all been great. I'm really looking forward to catching up by looking at some of the recordings and also looking at some of the notes that people have produced in the sessions today. I tried to sort of follow what was going on as I could on the wiki and spaces during the board meeting, and I want to say thank everyone who's come out, and for those of you who are sort of stuck through this and have contributed a lot, just thank you very much. I think that this has been a real success, and I look forward to seeing everyone at the next one. All right.
Grendels.
Oh, at Grendels? I think that's, I don't know, man. That's a long people. We can decide whether we're going to be after this.
Hello? Okay, yeah. So as well as the three tracks that happened today, we've also had the last 2 days, the Floss Manuals guys, led by Adam here, making a book. So Adam's going to give us a quick update. Hopefully we finish the book.
Flossmanuals.net, I'll show you.
Here we go. Okay, I think you might have to just reduce the resolution. Okay.
Oh, that's wow, it's an enormous pointer. Okay. You get it. So, we spent 2 days, more or less 9 to 5 days. The Free Software Foundation sent some PR out 2 days ago, and we had 130 people registered to Floss Manuals, which for us is just fantastic. And in 2 days, we wrote a 169-page manual about how to use the command line. It's an introduction for newbies, GNUbies. The content is available for free. You can always see it on the Floss Manuals site. And this is just probably, I can't really see it so well. You see the index on the left, and it goes through very carefully through, you know, for somebody who's never used the command line before, it just explains what the command line is, the anatomy of a command, then it goes through basic commands, more advanced stuff, piping, history, then it goes through even more advanced things, and then finally into scripting. And so this was written by, I don't know, roughly about, actually you can see, everything, all the credits are tracked automatically. And so you can see if we scroll down, it's under the GFDL, the FDL and the GPL. And so these are the people that have contributed to the various chapters. So it's automatically logged and recognized and credited. So in addition to that, if you go to the Floss Manuals front site, you can actually buy. It's already available as a book, so we just published it like 10 minutes ago. And hot off the press. And it's available in the Floss Manuals bookstore. And it's in book form or free online. And you can come along to Floss Manuals, go to the right section and at any time, update and edit the content, add new chapters, improve it, do whatever you want. And we can update those sources both online and in the book within a matter of minutes. So yeah, zero to book in 2 days. It's a good effort, thank you.
Okay, Thank you, Adam. Okay, so should we just move this thing? This is amazing. I want one to my house. So we had three tracks today, and I thought what we'd do is get the people who manage the tracks up to introduce the people for the various talks. So I think first we'll have Deb, who led the free software activism, which is on this huge piece of card somewhere. There we are. Okay.
Just
gonna
tell you how the day went?
Yeah, go to the podium. And then I'll be a glamorous assistant.
Okay.
And maybe if people who are on these, who run these things, want to come down and say a few words as well.
Well, we actually, not to show up the other two tracks, but we actually took notes in our track, so.
We actually encased the bodies of people who gave talks in lead, so.
Shit. Matt always wins. So we did the free software activism track, and maybe people can raise their hands. And like, so I think if we have everyone come down, we won't have time for the other two.
Okay.
So we talked to Brian Goff first about GNU hackers meetings, and then Mark Rosenthal gave a talk about how to make connections with decision makers. Then we had an update on Linux Libre with Alex Oliva. And then Ryan Migueros, joined still by Alex, talked about free software in Latin America. Then John Sullivan came in and talked with us about Libre Planet. And after that, then we did the License Levin. I think, did you name it that?
I did, yeah.
Okay. With Donald and Brett. And that was... people had a lot of questions about the AGPL in there, so I tried to store some of that info. Then we had a little bit of a roundtable talking about schools and libraries, and we realized that, holy crap, we put a lot of stuff into one session, because when we started talking about libraries, we realized there were at least three different aspects of libraries that we would be talking about. So there's like the public terminal you go in and use, there's what gets scanned in for archiving, and then there's digital media that you borrow from the library. So we ended up having our leftover lightning talks on schools and in specific high schools. We did a couple other lightning talks. I talked about running effective in real-time meetings. We had an update from the League for Programmer Freedom. We had a little bit of a chat about human rights and the concept of free software from Alex. Donald came back and told us more patent crap, basically that the poor people working at the USPTO are just never, ever, ever going to effectively be able to search for prior art unless we do something about that. And then we heard about what is going on in Romania from Marius, who I, oh, yep, okay. So, yeah, it was very exciting. We talked a lot about making connections, so it was a good day.
Fantastic. I think we have a round of applause for those people, please. Okay. Hello? Okay. Rob Myers ran a track on the high priority projects. So you know what this is. The high priority projects are essentially a bunch of projects that we at the FSF identify as being the current main concerns for free software. So they're things like Flash and Skype, which are programs that a lot of people who use free software tend to install, perhaps against better judgment, because there are no free alternatives. And so this track was about that. So I'll hand over to Rob.
Hello, excellent. So we started off finding out about Ogthiora, which is the free video codec, and found out all the trade-offs between different ways of compressing video and what the alternatives are and where Ogthiora fits into the ecosystem for free video. And then we found out about the history and current structure of the GNU Octave project, which is a free alternative to... MATLAB, thank you. I don't do much math, so that's... that's good. Core Boot is a free BIOS, which personally I really want to get on my laptop, but apparently that's really hard, so that's not going to be just yet. But Core Boot will free the last bit of your computer from proprietary software, which is the BIOS that actually loads the operating system. After that, we had Elfell, which I thought was really cool. It's a sort of free HD video camera where both the software and the design and configuration of the hardware are free. And I just had visions of arrays of those being used by Hollywood movies or for medical imaging with it. I think it could be really good. And after the break, we had a kind of open discussion about games, which was quite interesting for me because a lot of it was focused around the practical side of getting games compiled and installed and just running on GNU Linux distros, which apparently gamers who want to run cutting-edge games, even when they're actually written for GNU Linux, sometimes have trouble doing that. So that's quite interesting. After that, we went to visit the FLOSS manuals guys. You've just seen the FLOSS manual for GNU Linux commands, which I think is amazing. And then it was phones, which I didn't get to go to.
Yeah, so for the phones thing, we did a bit of a swap around, and John and I went to the phones thing, and John gave a demonstration of the OpenMoco Freerunner. He managed to break his phone just before the talk, so didn't go too well. And I showed my my unlocked Google Android phone, and we basically came to the conclusion that while having a phone that runs a lot of free software, but not all free software is not a bad thing. We ultimately want the Freerunner to be the phone of choice. And one way you can support that is to buy a Freerunner.
Okay. And nobody seemed to want to do a 5-minute slot. They're all wanting to hear the free software song. So that was it for the day.
Wait, you're not going to sing?
No.
At the end, we'll all have a little sing song. Okay. Well, you're going to be surprised when we hear what we had on the network services. I can see that the timing of this could be excellent at the back there, so this could work out quite well. So on the network services track, we spoke initially about the free software cloud. We had James Duncan come down from Montreal and explain some of the things that he's doing. And quite rightly, I think, Bradley kind of called him to task on it and said, hey, where's your source code, your mailing lists and things? And so we came up with a plan to put together a list of demands for him to take back with him. And then he promptly vanished. Ashish and Bradley again spoke a little bit about the ideas of free Gmail. And I forget what the name of that thing is. What's the
Yocto Reader,
which is it's like Google Reader, but it's free software. We currently have a front end for that, but no back end. So there was the discussion about getting that into place. And then we had social networking chats about getting Facebook and the notions of a free Facebook. And then Charles gave us a little bit of a demonstration, a little bit of a discussion about his new project, which I've forgotten the name of, I'm sorry. We spoke briefly about YouTube, and Ganesh, Rob Savoy came and spoke to us a little bit about Signal, which is a new media server that the Ganesh developers have produced. So now, as well as being able to have a free Flash front end, you could actually have a free Flash back end. So now you can actually set up your own alternative to YouTube. And we came up with the name GnuTube, which is registered to a guy in Costa Rica or something. Then we had a break. And some key signing took place. And we came back and spoke about the ideas of the free data and Slurpee, which I was not there for. So, Rob, you wrote this one, remember? We switched this with the switcheroo thing, with the phone thing, so you wrote this one. Oh, was that the policy? I'm confused. I'm so sorry. I was there for that one. Ashish spoke about the idea of using Facebook in a certain way to pull out information and to essentially, by forcibly breaking the terms of service on things like Facebook, you set a precedent that essentially we're not going to take this nonsense from people like Facebook. We spoke about free servers and... Please come and sing that. We spoke about free servers, hosting, storage, the idea of setting up personal servers that run on 300 or so servers on a big machine that run very cheaply, people can purchase. And then There was the policy towards free network services, which I was not there for.
So Mike stepped up for that one, and it was discussion of how, well, when I was there, it was discussion of how much can be done by lobbying government to try and keep the network free, and in contrast, how much should be done to actually work practically to keep the network free using free software, and how narratives of trying to keep the network free using government lobbying need to be complemented with a bit of free software to actually work to make sure the network is practically free as well.
Okay, and then we went to the 5-minute talk thing. We had a few. Bradley, of course, not satisfied with 5 minutes, insisted on 10, and spoke with Danny about the new website they've set up today, which is code.autonomous, or auto. Okay, but yes, it's coming soon. And then Kat from Wikimedia came and spoke about the licensing changes that are potentially going on over there and the voting. And unlike Rob Myers and his Hyper-A projects, we actually had musical interludes. And Kat is now going to perform for us on the recorder the free software song.
Discussion. I think somebody made a joke about what would appear on GNUtube, and it was like, oh, just be recordings of like RMS and the free software songs. Of course, it's like recorder right here.
About the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you come down here and say it on the microphone? Or say it on the yeah, grab that.
Oh, okay. This was a song to, you know, was the dance, was the music to a dance that we used to do at the MIT Folk Dance Club that was taught by Yves Moreau from, I think he's from in Montreal. And you know, I have a bit of a folk dance music collection, so when I noticed a couple of years ago that Stallman had written words to it and the words were actually on the web, I went looking through my record collection for, do I have a recording of the melody? No, so I figured, oh, well, it must be on the web somewhere. Can't find it. Eventually, I located Yves Moreau's website and it's not on there either, and I'd like to suggest that somebody should approach Yves Moreau and see if he'd be willing. It looks like this is something that he personally collected while being a folklorist traveling through what was then Yugoslavia. So, assuming Yves Moreau is still alive, I'd like to suggest that we approach him and request that he license it under an open license.
Or better yet, a free license.
Yeah. Sorry, I misspoke. A free license.
That's okay. We'll forgive you. Just pay the fine on the way out. Thank you. Okay. And we had a brief discussion about free money, which I did not fully understand. And then I spoke briefly. Prior to that, Danny spoke. Where's Danny? Danny's over there. About the wonderful USB memory cards that the FSF now offers as a bonus when you become a member. And Deb, do you want to say a few words about becoming a member? Look at this. Danny's bringing the card down.
Who here is already a member? Ooh, that's pretty good, but not perfect. So Brad has one in the cards. Are you show it off? Okay. So in an effort to encourage people to become members, we decided to update the existing Bootable membership card into a super slim credit card sized USB card that fits like in your wallet. It's got a gig of space on it, and it's running a fully bootable GNUSense version. So you can just put that in there, and you have an entire operating system. Plus, I think the free software song's on there. So those of you... Of course they can edit it and do whatever they want. Those of you who are already members know how you entered the secret cabal. I'm going to explode the myth and let you know just how easy it is. You just give us $10 a month. Or you can do it as a lump sum of $120 for the year. Or if you're a student, we'll let you get away with just half of that, or $5 a month. You can do it online. Or if the impulse sways you this very minute, you can come up to me and give me your credit card.
Or cash.
And we also accept personal checks or money orders.
Yes.
So
Take golds, I think, yeah.
In addition to the Bootable membership card, you also get an FSF email address. And you get the bulletin twice a year. And you get 20% off all of our books and T-shirts.
And you get access to our exclusive member forum.
And the exclusive members forum.
And unlimited warm fuzzies and a feeling of happiness diffusing out your
You do have to deal
obviously,
with Danny.
Obviously, yes. The warm glow of supporting free software is why you would really do it. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think that's about wrapping up. Okay, go to that website.org. Okay, thank you all for coming. The only thing to say now is if you could help us at all with the general like packing things away, that'd be amazing. Take your bottles, take your cans, whatever you've got around by your feet, just pick it up and take it with you. That'd be fantastic. And also, we are going to Grendel's Den. 9 o'clock. In Harvard Square. Oh. People who are hungry now are going to Mary Chung's. Okay. Thank you for coming and see you next year.
And finally, let's get a round of applause for the organizers for everyone who put this together. All right.
Singing the free software song. If anyone wants to, you can now do some more key signing as well. Key signing out in the hall, out in the corridor, outside for key signing, please.
very good. People are like, oh my gosh. Sure.
You can get a smoke. We'll be around as well, so if you want to come by the episode. Okay, cool. I'll see you then. You should come out later on to the bar. You should come to the bar, then I talk to you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was going on. You look for the crazy guy with the free money thing. We're trying to make sure he didn't find out, but unfortunately, my mistake. Sorry. There was the guy talking about free money. Kind of crazy. Yeah, so we tried to not let him know.
Did they stay here?